Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio from Boise, Idaho. This is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. I do want to encourage you to check out our other podcast. We have The War, which is a series that I finished up in 2014, but the whole 277 episode series, taking you from the pre-war era all the way through the war and into the post-war era through news, music, comedy, drama. It was a memorable experience to record, and I think it's definitely worth a listen. If you are interested in that whole era, go to thewar.greatdetectives.net. Then be sure and check out The Amazing World of Radio at amazing.greatdetectives.net. We do a variety of short series, one of which we do every year, a summer series picked by our Patreon supporters. Last year, we did Great Movies Over Radio. This year, it'll be determined by our Patreon supporters, but you can go and listen to past series, including our Summer of Bogart, Les Miserables with Orson Welles, and our recent Holiday Inn-style podcast, as we've been doing a podcast for every holiday. So I do encourage you to go and check that out over at amazing.greatdetectives.net. And then there's the video version of this podcast where we bring you two public domain videos per month. Go to videotheater.greatdetectives.net. And be sure and check out my comics podcast at classiccomicsguy.com. All right, well, now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date, April 14th, 1948, and this one is A Murder at the Circus.
Threats will get you nowhere with me, Mary. You know that.
You won't take me to the circus.
Not tonight. Some other time, maybe, but not tonight. Tell you what I'll do, though. I'll get tickets for...
The telephone, Blackie.
Tickets for the telephone? Now, what would a telephone do at a circus?
Please.
Just a second. Hello.
Blackie, this is Faraday.
Inspector, this is a pleasant surprise. What can I do for you?
As if you'd do it. Blackie, you know where I am?
Do you know?
Of course I do. I'm at the circus.
Gosh, how much does it cost to see you?
You can see me for nothing, but I don't want to see you. Do you understand? I don't want you near this place.
A murder at the circus, Faraday?
Yeah, murder at the circus, Faraday. A guy named Rondo, a magician, got himself killed.
Didn't have to be a magician for that.
All I wanted to tell you was to keep away from here. Now, so long, Blackie.
Oh? What was that all about?
I think I know, but I'm not sure. Mary, what did you want me to do tonight?
Why, take me to the circus, of course.
Mary, my girl, you've talked me into it.
Now on to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie, enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend.
Bolton will be here in just a minute, Louise. He knows we're waiting for him.
Don't worry about the ringmaster. He knows better than to be late.
The police are all over the circus.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things they mustn't find out, Louise. You know that.
Poor Rondo.
Cut that out.
Come in.
Hello, Louise, Charlie. What's going on?
Look, Bolton, we want to talk to you.
Go ahead.
It's about Rondo's murder.
His murder?
The police say it was murder. It was made to look like an accident. But Inspector Faraday thinks somebody cut the rope that held Rondo's trunk in the air.
Yeah, that must be what the inspector wants to see me about. Now, why he wants to see me, I don't know.
Now, look, Mr. Bolton, you don't know what I want to see about either, so I'll tell you. This killing was done in the circus. And I guess it was done by one of us circus people.
Well?
No matter what we know or think we know, let's keep it in the circus. It might be a very good idea for everybody concerned.
Step right up, please.
Popcorn, chewing gum, blackjack, banana.
There's Faraday over there, Mary.
Where? I don't see him, Blackie.
Over next to the monkey cage. Huh? The one who needs a shave is the inspector.
Oh, no.
Come on.
No, I'd rather stay here and look at the animals. I didn't come to the circus to see the inspector.
All right, I'll pick you up in a little while. Don't get too close to the lions' cages, Mary.
Why not? I like lions.
Sure, but maybe they're like you. See you later.
Bye.
Hello, Faraday.
Oh, hello, Blackie. About time you got here.
What are you talking about? You told me on the phone to stay away.
Sure I did. That's the quickest way to get you here, isn't it?
You want me on a case, Inspector? Well, that's a switch.
I don't want you. So happens I need you.
Inspector, how will I ever explain this to Mary?
Now, shut up, Blackie, and listen.
All right.
The magician that was killed was named Rondo.
Yeah.
They used to handcuff him, put him in a trunk, lock it, put ropes around it, then hoist it over a big tank full of water.
And they put a screen around the water, they lowered the trunk into the water, and a second later, Rondo came swimming up to the top.
That's right.
Thank you.
Only last night, while the trunk was being pulled up in the air, the rope that was pulling it was cut. It fell into the water. By the time the workmen got into the tank and raised the trunk, Rondo was drowned.
I understand what happened. The arena was in darkness, of course.
Yeah. There was a spotlight on Rondo until he got into the trunk. Then the spot stayed on the trunk. Now, why I wanted you here was to tell me how that trunk gimmick worked.
How Rondo got out?
How he should have gotten out. I understand he's the only guy around who does the trick, and you know all about things like that. So tell me, how is it done?
You think that might be a clue to the killer? To whoever cut the rope?
Well, I don't overlook anything. Although I'd be glad to make an exception in your case. No?
That scream came from that dressing room right over there. Come on, Faraday.
Let's go. All you have to do is show up. Things start to happen. Here's the dressing room that came from. All right, what's going on in here? What happened?
Apparently the young lady on the floor is in no condition to answer you, old pal. Just a second. Miss! Miss!
She's alive, isn't she?
She's just fainted. Hand me that water. Come on, Inspector, move!
Okay, now I'm taking orders from the guy.
Miss. Miss. Never mind, Faraday, she's coming too.
Oh.
What happened to you? Tell me what made you scream.
What made you scream, miss?
There's an echo in the place.
Somebody opened the back door. Threw a knife. Just missed me. Screamed and fainted.
Well, here's the knife, Blackie, in this closet door. Did you see who did it, miss?
No. I just saw a figure at the door. It's all just a figure.
That's a big help. Well, Blackie?
You know what? Want to know what the answer is?
Yeah?
Well, apparently, as soon as I help this young lady up, I'll help you out.
I'm getting pretty good.
Oh, must you practice throwing knives, Charlie?
Sure, if I expect to be a knife thrower with the circus I do. What's the matter? Make you nervous?
You know somebody threw a knife at me a couple hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know that I screamed and it brought that detective and Boston Blackie into my dressing room?
Which one did you make a play for, Louise?
Oh, stop it, Charlie. I quit all that when you and I got married.
Shut up, shut up.
It's all right, Charlie. There's nobody here but us two. Suppose I do have to be single to keep my job on the trapeze. I don't have to keep my marriage a secret from my husband.
You never told Rondo you were married to me.
I didn't tell anybody.
I got an idea why you didn't tell that magician. Because he was making passes at you ever since we went into training in Florida.
Oh, he didn't mean a thing to
me. Well, he doesn't mean anything to anybody. No.
Charlie.
Yeah?
Was it you that threw the knife at me a little while ago?
Yes, it was.
Charlie.
Oh, don't Charlie me. I threw it and I missed you on purpose. Just to show you who's boss around here. Next time you give me reason to throw a knife, I won't miss. And that'll be on purpose, too.
Well, Faraday, I've looked the circus over. I've sent Mary home, and I have a couple of ideas for you.
It's about time. All right, how did that guy get out of the handcuffs from the trunk?
I'll explain that later. Got nothing to do with his death, I'll guarantee that.
Mm. Who's going to guarantee you?
Me.
If that has nothing to do with his death, what has?
I don't know yet.
What's the matter, genius? Slowing down? Look, I think... Hey, Bolton. Come over here, Bolton.
Right, Inspector.
Who's that guy, Bolton?
You mean there is something you don't know? That's the ringmaster. His name is Bolton.
Oh, Bolton. I'd never have known.
Bolton. Yeah. Yeah, this is Boston Blackie.
Hello.
Glad to know you, Blackie.
You won't be.
I'm glad you're here, Bolton. I want you to tell me the details of Rondo's routine.
Yeah, me too.
How he made his entrance and everything.
Okay. The arena was in darkness with a spotlight following Rondo as he walked to the center of the ring where his assistants handcuffed him and bound his ankles and then placed him in the trunk and locked it.
Then what?
Well, then Rondo, handcuffed and bound, was placed in the trunk. It was locked. Then it was raised and swung over the water tank over there.
Yeah. Then it was supposed to be lowered into the water. But the rope running from the pulley to where the fellow was pulling it up was cut about halfway up. I saw the rope.
The rope was cut halfway up?
Yes, according to the inspector, but nobody could have climbed up to cut it.
Well, then it must have been partially cut beforehand.
Or a knife thrown at it, which reminds me of the knife that was thrown at that trapeze performer, Louise.
Hey, that's right. You know...
Inspector, look out, Doc!
Hey, what was that?
The knife in that pole over there.
It came from the entrance over there.
Thanks, Bolton. Come on, Faraday.
Right.
Let's see who's throwing knives at us.
Careful, Blackie. There might be more where that came from. There's a guy over there, and with a knife in his hand. What looks like a blindfold in the other hand.
Hey, you. Stay where you are.
What happened? Where'd that knife go? I threw it blindfolded. I didn't hear it hit anything.
It hit something, all right. A pole out in the arena. It almost hit Inspector Faraday on the way.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, who are you?
Charlie Peterson. I work here.
Yeah, I remember. I talked to you. You didn't tell me you're a knife thrower.
Well, I'm not. I'm just practicing to be one. I'm just a circus hand right now.
Oh, no, you're not, Peterson. You're not just a circus hand.
Huh?
You're my number one suspect in the murder of Rondo.
Who is it?
Boston Blackie. May I come in?
All right.
You're Louise Brainerd, aren't you, the trapeze artist?
Yes, I am. I haven't had a chance to thank you for helping me when I fainted.
No trouble, Louise. I have a message for you from Charlie Peterson.
A message?
Yes, he said you were his girlfriend, and he wants you to know.
I know I'm his girlfriend.
That isn't the message. Charlie wanted me to tell you that he's been arrested for Rondo's murder.
Charlie?
The police think he killed Rondo because he threw a knife that almost killed Inspector Faraday. He claims it was an accident. He was throwing blindfolded, he said.
Well, he practiced throwing knives, but he didn't kill Rondo. Charlie was with me, back here in my dressing room during Rondo's act.
He was?
Yes.
Would you tell that to the police at headquarters?
Sure. Will you wait outside while I change into street clothes?
Of course. I'll be right outside, Louise.
Hello, Blackie.
Bolton, is it a part of a ringmaster's job to eavesdrop?
Oh, I couldn't help it, Blackie. I was there when Charlie was arrested, and I wasn't surprised, but I wanted to hear what his girlfriend had to say.
You weren't surprised? Why not?
And Charlie was jealous of Rondo. Rondo was always trying to date Louise.
Oh, then you think Charlie killed Rondo, do you?
I don't know anything about that, Blackie, but I do know this. I heard Louise say that Charlie was with her in this dressing room when Rondo was killed. That's not so.
It isn't? Where was he?
Standing next to Rondo at the arena entrance when the spotlight went on. I saw him there myself.
And now back to Boston Blackie. Rondo, circus magician, is drowned when a trunk in which he is bound and handcuffed is lowered into a tank of water by a rope. Ordinarily, the trunk is lowered only halfway down in the tank. But this time, the rope breaks, and the trunk crashes to the floor of the tank. Both Boston Blackie and Inspector Faraday think Rondo has been murdered, and an amateur knife thrower, Charlie Peterson, has been arrested for the crime. As we return to our story, a circus barker and peanut vendor are working.
Popcorn and chewing gum.
Hey, Bobby.
Yeah?
What do you think of the mess Charlie Peterson's got himself into?
They say he might think of any mess. His girlfriend Louise is in it with him.
Yeah?
She told his fellow Boston Blackie that Charlie was with her during Rondo's act, but that was a lie.
Where's Charlie now?
In jail. Yeah, they took Louise down, made her admit she was lying.
No kidding.
Yeah, she said it was just to protect Charlie, but I don't know.
Huh.
All I know is I guess we better get back to work.
Yeah. So long.
So long. Peanuts, popcorn. Right.
Look,
Bolton, I know you're through work for the night, but I still have to talk to you.
Oh, can't it wait until morning, Blackie?
No, it can't. Now, you went through a whole routine about Rondo's act, and it was swell, except for one thing.
Well, what's that? I have no reason for holding out anything.
Maybe Faraday and I didn't ask you the right questions. I'm taking care of that matter right now.
Well, I'm pretty tired.
From what? Being a ringmaster isn't too much of a strain on you, is it?
Well, that's on your mind, Blackie.
You told us that Rondo, inside the trunk, of course, was hoisted up over a tank. Now, how was that done?
Well, there was a pulley set up over the tank. A rope went down one side of the pulley and was wrapped around the trunk. Then it went down the other side of the pulley, and one of the roustabouts pulled the rope up to raise the trunk and released the rope to lower the trunk.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I wanted to make sure. Which roustabout did it, Bolton?
Which one?
Is there something wrong with the way I speak or the way you hear?
Well, the rope was handled by a fellow named Joe Marcole. He handled it every performance.
Thanks. Now I'm going to see Mr. Marcole and just ask him one question, and that is, what do you know, Joe?
Who is it?
Fellow who wants to talk to you.
Come on in and talk.
Hello, Joe.
Who are you? Besides a guy who don't know enough to go home, the circus is closed for the night.
Maybe the circus is closed, but this case isn't. And Boston Blackie.
Huh?
I understand you worked the rope that dropped Rondo's trunk into that tank.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, you were holding it when it broke.
That's right. I've held it 100 times when it didn't break.
But why did it break this time, Joe? You ought to know.
What makes you think so?
It broke because it was frayed, didn't it? And you knew it.
I did?
Yeah.
You think I'd have used it if it was frayed?
If you wanted something to happen to Rondo, you would.
I could punch you in the nose for that.
What are you waiting for?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah. Now, do you want to get up off the floor and try that again? Or did that settle the argument?
What do you want?
Was that rope frayed before the act, or wasn't it?
I don't know. I forgot to inspect the rope this time.
You don't know whether it was frayed or not, huh? Joe, it wouldn't be that you were afraid to tell me.
Hey, Mr. Bolton, you awake?
Yeah. Who is it?
Me, Joe.
And what do you want?
Got to talk to you. I got something you want to hear.
What is it?
Let me come in and tell you. It's important.
It must be if you have to talk to me at this time of night. All right, come on in.
Thanks.
All right, what is it? And what happened to your jaw?
Boston Blackie knocked me down because I wouldn't tell him what I know.
Huh? What was that?
You know. It's what I saw.
What you saw? When?
When that rope broke, Mr. Bolton, and Rondo was killed.
Joe, go back to bed and stop dreaming out loud.
It wasn't any dream, Mr. Bolton. I saw you do it. I was standing in the dark, and so were you. You were between me and the spotlight on that trunk, and I saw what you did.
And you told Blackie what you saw?
No. And I won't.
If what?
You know. Little money now, little then. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Joe, do you know what can be done with a whip?
Sure. A lot of things.
Yeah. You ever seen me take my whip like this and wrap it around someone's neck like this?
No!
No! That you saw me was an accident, Joe, but it's nothing like the accident that's going to happen to you.
They found Joe's body right here, Blackie.
Whoever killed him wanted it to look as if he'd fallen from the trapeze platform up there.
Yeah.
He was obviously strangled, though, Fernie.
Yeah, I know. We're having a lot of trouble with rope on this case, aren't we?
We'll have a lot more trouble proving Charlie Peterson did this killing.
Maybe.
Let him go, Faraday, and his girlfriend, too.
Oh, I let her go last night.
She was here last night?
Who knows?
I'll know as soon as I see her, which will be right now if she's right here. Packing to go somewhere, Louise?
Oh, hello, Blackie.
Well.
Yeah, I'm packing. Quitting the circus.
Why?
Because of the way everybody looks at me. They think I'm the reason Charlie killed Rondo.
Oh.
You know you can't leave town, don't you?
I'm going to stay in town until Charlie's freed.
That sounds like love to me. What would you say if I told you that Charlie might have a wife and two or three children?
Not possible.
What makes you think that?
Because I'm Charlie's wife.
And?
Well, all right, you know about it. Doesn't matter now.
Did Rondo know about that?
No, and I should have told him. Then he'd have quit trying to date me and making Charlie so angry.
Did he hate Rondo enough to kill him?
No.
Did anybody in the circus hate Rondo?
No, Rondo was... Wait a minute. Rondo and Jim Bolton had a terrible argument the other day.
What about, you know?
About cards. They always played cards together, just the two of them.
An argument over cards, huh? Thanks, Louise. It may be over that little game of cards that Rondo drew the ace of spades. Faraday, you're sure nothing's been taken out of Rondo's dressing room since the murder?
No, the place has been under police guard ever since. What are you looking for, Blackie?
I'm not sure.
Fine.
Look, you don't have any case against Charlie until we find out why Rondo was killed. That's something we might find here. Something like this pack of playing cards.
Okay, you got cards, so play solitaire. Leave me alone.
Wait a minute. And if my hunch is right, I think... It is right, Faraday.
What's right?
My hunch. Rondo was a cheat. These cards are marked. See the little design on the back of each card? That's a code telling him what's on the other side.
I know a marked deck when I see one. Okay, so Rondo was a cheat. So what?
Wait a minute. Somebody else might have marked the cards. Rondo found out about it, and that made him a marked man. Bolton, I know you have to be dressed before the circus opens this afternoon, but you can spare a few moments for Faraday and me, can't you?
Yes, of course, Blackie. Do anything I can to help.
Well, you can help a lot by letting me borrow that whip of yours.
Oh, there you are.
And, Blackie, you can help by saying something that makes sense.
I'm going to do something that makes sense, Faraday. Look at that rope over there, both of you.
Yeah, what about it?
Uh-huh.
I brought it in with me, but before I did, I cut it apart. Part of the way through.
I can see that.
This is the kind of rope that was thrown over the pulley to yank Rondo's trunk up into the air.
All right, we know that. The rope broke. Well, maybe it was partially cut, too. But how was it made to break at just the right moment? Unless a knife was thrown at it.
This is how it was made to break just at the right moment. One good, well-placed crack of this whip. And there. It's cut as cleanly as if I'd use a knife.
Okay, so a whip was used to cut the rope all the way. It's possible. The part of the rope that came over the pulley was in darkness.
Yes, Inspector, it was.
Bolton, you realize you were the only one in the arena with a whip, don't you?
Well, there are a lot of whips in the circus.
There weren't a lot of people who played cards with Rondo, though.
Oh, you know about that, huh?
Yes, I found a little black book in Rondo's dressing room listing the money he lost to you. He threatened to expose you, and so you killed him.
All right. I cheated him at cards, and he found out about it. But now it's my turn to cheat.
Blackie's got a gun.
And if one of you are going to move, don't reach for a gun, either one of you, because I'm getting out of here. You, Faraday, keep your hands away from your pockets.
You're watching the wrong guy.
Good work, Blackie. That whip got the gun out of his hands. Hold it now,
Bolton. He'll hold it, or I'll wrap this whip around his neck.
Yeah.
You know, Faraday, you always complain about my jokes.
That's all, Bolton.
But you'll have to admit that this whip just made the best crack of the year.
Well, we're back at the circus, Blackie. But this time, let's watch it.
Okay with me, Faraday.
Now, look, Blackie. Our case is washed up. We know Bolton killed Rondo. He also killed Joe, the guy who handled the rope that hoisted Rondo's trunk. Now, will you tell me how the trunk gimmick was supposed to work?
Sure, Inspector. The performer is handcuffed, and his legs are tied before they put him into the trunk, right?
That much I know.
Bracket.
No.
Anyhow, they put him in the trunk, lock the trunk, and put ropes around it.
Mm-hmm.
Then they raise the trunk up in the air and place it above the tank of water.
Yes, so?
So, while the trunk is in the air, the performer slips out of the handcuffs. They're not real cuffs, of course, and unties his leg.
Yeah.
Now, here's the tricky part. At the bottom of the trunk, there is a gimmick which has to be worked from the inside.
A false bottom, huh?
That's right.
So when the trunk hits the water, it's suspended halfway down on the tank. And the performer opens the bottom of the trunk, crawls out, slams the bottom shut again, and swims to the top.
Inspector, you're wonderful.
But there's more. When the rope was cut and the trunk went to the bottom of the tank, there was no way for the false bottom to be opened. So Rondo drowned, just as Bolton knew he would.
Faraday, it pains me to say this, but you're right again. But you know what broke the case, pal.
What?
Finding the marked cards that gave Bolton a motive. That was the big tip on the murder in the Big Top.
You know, of course, we never did get to see the circus, Blackie.
Oh, maybe not, but we had more fun than a circus, didn't we, Mary?
Mm-hmm. One of us did, you mean?
Oh, I didn't mind working a little bit.
Oh, well, I meant you had all the fun, and you know it. What do you do about taking me to really see the performance?
Not tonight, Mary.
Those words are vaguely familiar.
Some other time, maybe, but not tonight.
I think I've heard that somewhere before, too. Oh, Blackie, what will I have to do to get you to take me?
Commit a murder, I imagine.
If I killed anybody, I'd do it too simply. You'd catch me in no time. I'm not the clever type.
I don't know why you say that. You picked me as a boyfriend.
I picked you? Why, you chased me for 2 years.
And then you caught me.
Oh, now, Blackie, I don't
know. All right, Mary, I apologize. And we will go to the circus tonight.
Maybe.
Just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Blackie, this is Faraday.
Who told you?
Blackie, we never did get to see much of the circus, and my feet are tired. So come on down with Miss Wesley. I've got 3 tickets. I'll meet you there. Bye.
Well, Mary, we're going to the circus.
Oh, another murder, Blackie?
Yes, Faraday's feet are killing him.
Oh. Lovely day for a drive, ain't it, Edward? And there's a car going even slower.
Yeah, sure is. Well, there's a smart fella driving. That's all I... Say, that's a real jalopy, ain't it?
Yeah, it is pretty old.
Well, I'll give him plenty of room. But, Mother!
Edward! Oh, that car went off the road.
But we never even touched him. He must have lost control. Look, Mother, the driver jumped out. He didn't go over with his car.
Thank Providence for that. Oh, he's coming over here. Maybe we can give him a lift. Hello there.
Hi.
Well, you sure had a narrow escape, stranger. What happened? The brakes go bad on you?
You're Mr. and Mrs. Mills, and you two just ran my car off the road.
How'd you know our name? What do you mean we run your car off the road? We never come close to you.
Yeah, that's your story.
It's the truth.
Mine is that you ran it off the road. And brother, I'm not insured.
What you trying to do?
Oh, nothing much, Mrs. Mills. Just trying to make you and your husband a present of $500, that's all.
Welcome back. Well, I'm glad it worked out at the end for Mary to be able to go to the circus. It's too bad she was practically pushed out of the whole episode. And oddly enough, they had these two characters who showed up for one scene, you know, not suspects, but just basically two bystander characters to tell us what happened in between the commercial break. I don't know if I've noticed Boston Blackie do that before. I also was somewhat dubious about the idea of a throwing knife being able to cut a rope. The whip definitely makes a lot more sense. All right, well, that will do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar. And then we'll be back next Thursday with another episode of Boston Blackie. In the meantime, send your comments to Box 13 at GreatDetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives. And become one of our friends on Facebook. Facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.